Band. Presidential candidates in Turkey are making their final pitches to voters in the most closely fought election in the country's recent history. The opposition contender Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu received a potential boost against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after a candidate dropped out of the race. Polls open on Sunday. Well, as part of our special coverage into the lead-up to the elections, let's bring in Sami Zeydan. He's joining us from Istanbul. So just 2 days until the elections. How's it all shaping up, Sami?
2 days indeed, Derin. 2 days before an election that could change the direction of this country, not just domestically, but globally too. And in these 2 days, it's now the day before campaigning ends. And, well, you might think things start to wind down at this point. But if anything, it seems to be intensifying. And we've got correspondents right across Turkey. We'll be going to them later on, get a peek at what's going on at different campaign rallies around the country. And there's also been some interesting developments when it comes to international politics as well in Turkey's election. We've had a warning from the main opposition candidate for the presidency, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. He's warning Russia against interference in domestic affairs, interference in Turkey's election. We'll be getting more on that in a moment with our correspondent in Ankara, Sul Sardar. But let's first of all kick things off with Sinem Kosoğlu. She's live in Istanbul, where she's been keeping an eye on what's going on, the build-up for campaign rallies for the ruling AK Party in Istanbul. And Sinem, we understand, or there are expectations that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will be making some big announcements at some of those rallies today, right?
Well, Sami, yes, the politicians, the candidates are actually finalizing their rallies today and tomorrow. And as of 6 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday evening, the restriction will totally be in place. No one will be able to do any propaganda or any campaigning. Right now, there are smaller campaigns rather than big rallies that we saw last week and during this week. However, we are waiting for President Erdogan to come to some special districts in Istanbul. Normally, he always spends Fridays in Istanbul and the weekend as well. And tomorrow, again, he's going to be in Istanbul, especially in Beyoğlu district, where he started his political career as a local politician before becoming a mayor of Istanbul. And there are very strong suggestions that tomorrow evening, when he speaks on national TVs, he's expected to speak around 10 p.m. local. He's expected to give some information about the new economic plan of the government. You know, because of the high inflation, the depreciating Turkish lira, and the rising cost of living, the hyperinflation, everybody started to blame the government, especially the president, who has interfered in the central bank's monetary policies. And many blame President Erdogan for this high inflation, as he has been against the orthodox rules of fiscal policies. Many suggest that the new economy plan that Erdogan is going to give some clues about tomorrow evening are prepared by his former strong economic team, former Deputy Prime Minister Lütfü Elvan, who was a finance minister, and also by Mehmet Şimşek. Mehmet Şimşek was also a minister. He was also Deputy Prime Minister. And he's one of the finance administration people of the ruling AK Party who have been appreciated by the global markets. His reputation goes far beyond. That's why we expect Erdogan is going to deliver something, because we are seeing that, as you said, the campaigning is intensifying, not only through the ruling AK Party and its presidential candidate Erdogan, but also through the opposition as well. And many are saving last-time bullets, as the Turkish people are undecisive until they go to the ballot boxes. This is what history showed us. Turkish people decide at the very last minute, so there's always a time to influence the electorate's preference.
All right, thanks so much, Sinem Kosoğlu, reporting there for us from Istanbul. Let's also take a moment to take in another very important segment of the Turkish population. That's, of course, the ethnic Kurds. They've long played a prominent role when it comes to elections and tipping the balance. With this election being so close, they can only play an even more important role. Let's go over now to Zeyno Khudur. She's live for us from Gaziantep. We can talk more about this. And Zeyno, we know one of the main Kurdish opposition parties, the HDP, they've been endorsing the opposition this time round. Are Kurds listening to that call?
Well, yes, we were in the southeast of the country. This is the heartland of Turkey's Kurdish population. The majority of the people there want change. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about a new beginning, a new era of relations with the Turkish state. During the last election, the main Kurdish political force, the HDP, fielded their own presidential candidate. This time around, they've thrown their weight behind the opposition. They're hoping that they don't want to split the opposition vote, and they're hoping this is the only way to unseat the president, Erdogan, who they have really fallen out with in recent years. Most of the people we've spoken to in Diyarbakir, they say that, you know, we've been discriminated against. We have been sidelined. We've even been targeted. And really, the relationship between the HDP and the ruling AK Party deteriorated as the peace process gradually collapsed in 2015. So the HDP calling out its supporters to vote for the opposition. And what we noticed on the ground is that the people are going to heed that call.
Stories from the past. Oral culture passed down from one generation to the next. Here, in Turkey's Kurdish heartland, there's a long history of struggle that many say hasn't ended.
My life is getting harder day to day. As a Kurdish, I can't speak my language on the streets. They are looking at us as a terrorist.
Many Kurds are hoping the upcoming presidential election will bring a change in leadership. They accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of implementing undemocratic policies. The main Kurdish political force has thrown its weight behind the candidate fielded by a six-party opposition alliance.
We need to get rid of Tayyip Erdogan as the president. So Kılıçdaroğlu is the person who seems to replace him. Then we will have a new ball game. We will have a new process. We have a new historical era.
But it's an unlikely coalition. In terms of ideology, the parties that have joined forces have little in common, apart from their goal to unseat Erdogan.
İlişkinin çok böyle bir güven üzerine oturduğunu söylemek mümkün değil.
The relationship between the opposition Nation Alliance and HDP is not based on trust. And Kurdish voters know this, but there is no alternative.
Traditionally, the Republican People's Party had little support among the Kurdish minority. Before the AK Party came to power, CHP-led governments suppressed their rights. In the last election, the party's candidate received just less than 10% of the vote in Kurdish majority areas.
But now, CHP leader Kılıçdaroğlu is saying the right things, promising to resolve Kurdish issues in parliament and release political prisoners. But not everyone is convinced.
They're using us Kurds. All the parties are trying to benefit from us for political bargaining.
For now, many Kurds are focusing on what their vote can do. Possibly tip the balance in what they say is a crucial ballot and usher in a new chapter in the country's history.
The Kurds will have an important voice in Sunday's election, at least 10% of the vote. Sami?
All right, thanks so much, Zeyno Khudur there from Gaziantep. And of course, a lot of rallies going across the country, a lot of activity going on between political parties. Let's go to the seat of political power in this country, in Ankara. Rasul Sardar joins us live from there. And Rasul, first of all, before we get into the aspects of the horse trading going on behind the scenes, I want to start with that warning by Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the main opposition candidate for the presidency. a warning against Russia. Tell us more about that. Why did he warn Russia?
Well, it is quite interesting now that, you know, after huge pressure from the main opposition party, CHP, on Muharrem Ince to withdraw from the presidential race, then we have seen that in the last couple of days, there have been some of the montages, some of the tapes, disturbing images, videos being circulated on social media. And then yesterday, Muharrem Ince just came in front of the cameras and has said that, announced that he's withdrawing from the presidential race because if the opposition loses on May 15, he doesn't want to be the scapegoat, he doesn't want to be blamed. Just hours after that, we have seen that the presidential candidate of the opposition ally, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has tweeted and said, "Dear Russian friends, we know that you are behind these montages, behind these conspiracies, videos that were circulated on social media. And if you want to remain as friends, get your hands off the Turkish state." So he simply said, Russians, that you are interfering into the Turkish electoral system or the Turkish election. And I've been talking to some of the sources from CHP, whether their leader is just making a kind of situational assessment or whether he has some concrete evidences. They told me that their presidential candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has some concrete evidence that Russians are interfering into the electoral system of the Turkey and also interfering in their election campaigns, because Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is promising better relations with Europe, with the West, with the USA, and also with NATO. And so that's why he's sending out a message to the West that in case if he becomes president of this country, then the relations with Russia are not going to remain as before. So that is now the situation here. He's absolutely publicly warning Russia, if you want to remain as friends, get your hands off the Turkish state. It's quite interesting that now these Turkish elections are becoming internationalized, and we have seen that there was a huge debate in the USA, particularly the Russian interference in their electoral system. Now this is happening in Turkey as well. However, as I said they have concrete evidences, but they haven't been released to the media yet.
It's really interesting, Rasul, because it also gives us a little bit of insight as to perhaps the foreign policy directions of the opposition camp should they come to power in these crucial elections. Let's talk a little bit about that horse trading going on behind the scenes. We know there's intense contacts going on between the camp of the presidential candidate who pulled out, Muharrem Ince, yesterday, and Kılıçdaroğlu, the main opposition candidate for the presidency. What are they working on? Is some kind of endorsement coming together here?
Well, yesterday there has been some of the claims being mostly circulated on social media that CHP has sent an invitation to Muharrem Ince to attend their rally, which is going to be held today in Ankara. However, just after that, we have seen that Muharrem Ince has released a statement saying that he hasn't received such an invitation. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. So we'll see. Within hours, CHP is going to hold a rally in Ankara, in the capital. And if Muharrem Ince appears there, come up there, then it's going to be a real surprise and, of course, a huge endorsement to the opposition. So we know that Muharrem Ince was a CHP MP, and in 2018, he was the presidential candidate of CHP and all of the opposition allies. So when he decided to run for president and also formed Homeland Party, he was criticized hugely, significantly, because CHP and the opposition was accusing him of dividing the base, dividing the wards. And now that he's pulled out the presidential race, and if he appears in the rally, then definitely CHP is going to regard this as those who are supporting him now are coming back home, and that's going to give a huge advantage to the opposition.
All right, good stuff there from Rasul Sardar. Thanks so much. Clearly an exciting time, a turbulent time, a dynamic time, call it what you will. Don't hold your breath even as we get close to the finish line, because as our correspondents have been saying, there's plenty of campaign rallies and events and announcements expected today. We'll continue to bring you live coverage throughout the day of this historic event. For now, we're going to hand you back to Doreen in Doha.
Sami, thank you so much. You'll keep us across all the twists and turns. Thanks for the time being. Still ahead on the Al Jazeera News Hour, roads, bridges, and homes destroyed by floods.